You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Welcome, you guys. Thank you for joining me this evening. So tonight technically is the start of our August meditation series, which is titled Miracles in the Mundane. And I'm very excited to share on it. And I will a little bit tonight, and we'll dive more fully into it next Monday. Because I also feel like the most important part about this practice is that it serves us in our real lives. And for that to be true, we have to talk about what's going on in our real lives. And today is a sad day. So hard to talk about, right? These type of days when there's just been truly a national tragedy, more than one national tragedy, it leaves me often feeling totally hopeless and overwhelmed and like, what on earth can I possibly do? And how is this all going to shit so badly? And like just down the spiral very quickly. And usually that ends up in a place where I feel kind of frozen. Like I want to fight, I want to run away, and I kind of feel useless. So maybe I just won't do anything at all, right? And the only thing I can say about that is that time and again, this practice has served me in these moments, and I'm very happy to share it with you guys tonight. It does not make it feel better. It doesn't make it any less painful to be present to the state of our country right now. But it does do a couple things that I think can bolster us. The first thing that this practice does for us is it gives us a safe space to feel what we're feeling. Right? So all day long, this morning, I made the epic mistake of turning on NPR in the car. And so my day started fighting back tears and has basically been that way all day long. And now, the moment when we get to sit and be in a safe space where everybody is asked and invited to feel what you feel, feel it. Maybe you're totally numb. Maybe you're furious. Maybe you're going to weep. Maybe all the things, maybe you laugh, right? We have all the responses and they're all welcome to be here. The important thing about having the ability to feel is it lets us stay engaged. And I think this is huge because if we can't feel, if we don't feel safe to be with our emotions, eventually we have to shut down. Like self-protection 101, you will shut down if you don't let yourself feel. And we can't stay engaged, and we need to be engaged. So more than anything, I hope that this practice is an opportunity for you to feel safe and secure in what you're feeling so that we can go out and be engaged in the world. The other thing that this practice does for us is it allows us to extend care to ourselves. And I know on the surface that sounds a little bit selfish in this moment, and I can assure you deeply that it's not. There is no way on this planet we can step out into the world and effectively care or fight or stand up for anybody else if we are falling apart. So we must sit down and take care of ourselves. And the byproduct of that care is that we know in our bones the greater teachings that we're all connected. Right? And we can say that all day long. We're all connected. We're all one. All the nice things in the world. But until we're practicing, until that's actually something that we're living and breathing in ourselves, it's hard to embody. And it doesn't come from reading it in a book, and it doesn't come from listening to me say it. It comes from sitting still, from being with yourself and letting yourself feel what you're feeling. So we will practice tonight. In this class, it is a 20-minute guided meditation. You get about 10 minutes of guidance, about 10 minutes of silence, and I'll bring us out together. And you don't have to do a thing, right? Really, truly, ever, you don't have to do a thing. We sit down, we close our eyes, we feel our breath, And whatever happens, happens. You might write a grocery list for 20 minutes, and that is okay today. And you might cry for 20 minutes, and that's okay. And you might feel a little bit of a release and relaxation or upliftment, and that's okay too. Whatever shows up today is welcome. As we get started, I do want to just share a little reading. So this is one of my favorites. This is called the Shantideva prayer. And it's a prayer from a very old text. And I was told, who knows if this is true, but I was told that this is the Dalai Lama's morning prayer. And I choose to believe it. And I invoke it for all of us here tonight. If it resonates with you, please let yourself feel it. If it doesn't resonate with you, totally fine. So take a moment just to find a comfortable seat. If your legs have already been crossed, you can uncross, cross the other way. If you're listening at home today, you can uncross your legs, have your feet flat on the ground, sit in a chair. Hands will rest onto your lap, palms face down if you're needing a little bit of support for yourself, palms face up if you're wanting to reach out to others. And when you're ready, you can let your eyes close. As your eyes drift closed today in this practice, know that you always, always can choose to have your eyes softly open if that feels safer or more grounding. And wherever we are in this practice, in this moment, together as a group, let's take a deep breath in. Exhale, release a sigh. And we'll do that again. Just deep inhale. Exhale, let it go. Allowing your breath to drift into its own natural pace. And as we settle into the beginning of our practice on this day, we start with the Shantideva prayer. May I become at all times, both now and forever, a protector for those without protection, a guide for those who have lost their way, a ship for those with oceans to cross, a bridge for those with rivers to cross, a sanctuary for those in danger, a lamp for those without light, a place of refuge for those who lack shelter, and a servant to all in need. For as long as space endures, and for as long as living beings remain, until then may I too abide to dispel the misery of the world. As that prayer settles around us, we just feel our breath. Rolling in and out. And you might take a moment just to notice all that's going on with you internally and externally right now. And just silently to yourself, you might begin by saying, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that, allow yourself to truly sit. Releasing the full weight of your body into the cushions or blankets beneath you. Feeling your hips, your thighs, all of it settles and lets go. From the depth of your seat, we lift up and lengthen the spine. Let yourself feel awake. Feel present to this practice. You might even subtly stretch the crown of the head up just a little bit more. Back of the neck is long. Room at the base of the skull. as best you can do today, softening through the muscles of the face, across the forehead, around the temples and the eyes. Softening the jaw, the lips, the tongue. A gentle swallow or two allows the throat to relax. There's nothing to hold back in this practice. You might gently guide the breath across the collarbones, across the tops of the shoulders. Just asking for a sense of softness right through the shoulders. Taking a moment or two to simply notice the breath in the chest today. Feeling your breath move in and out of the chest, and maybe just inviting in a bit of softness. If that softness feels impossible in this moment, you might just hold space for at some point softness coming in. We feel the breath down into our belly, and our only job here is to relax the belly. As best we can do, relaxing so that we're not guarding. Front of the body is soft, receptive to whatever arises. The back of the body is strong. It helps us to stay present. Gradually here we begin to feel our breath. Just as the air draws in through the nose or the lips, you're feeling that breath. And with every breath out, feeling as air leaves through nose or mouth. This breath is the anchor of our practice. It's what holds us here in this place of meditation. And as we settle into a period of silence, a whole host of other things may happen. You may get lost in your own thoughts. You may feel a swell of emotion. You might get sleepy or bored. And whatever it is that happens for you, I just invite you to make space for it. This practice is a safe space, so we don't push anything out of it. With a wise eye and a kind heart, we allow. You might give yourself a little mantra this evening. As you notice what distracts you from the breath, you could welcome it with a little phrase. Something simple like, this too. This too. Or thank you. To each distraction, to each feeling, thank you. And then come back to feel the next breath. Repeating that as many times as you need in this space of silence. May I become at all times, both now and forever, a protector for those without protection, a guide for those who have lost their way, a ship for those with oceans to cross, a bridge for those with rivers to cross, a sanctuary for those in danger, a lamp for those without light, a place of refuge for those who lack shelter, and a servant to all in need. For as long as space endures, and for as long as living beings remain, until then may I too abide to dispel the misery of the world. Until then, may I too abide to dispel the misery of the world. Taking one last moment just to feel your breath. Maybe noticing a natural deepening right here at the end of the practice. As you feel ready to bring a bit of movement back, you might wiggle your fingers and toes first, and gradually bringing palms together in front of your hearts like a prayer, bowing your chin down. Taking a moment to simply acknowledge the time that you've carved out, the space that you've made to feel and to stay connected, the care that you've extended to self and to others. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings everywhere be happy and free. Thank you guys so much for sharing this space with me today. It was my honor to be here with all of you. Namaste. Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram at merylarnett.